الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Assalamu alaikum. Obviously, the 27th night is going to be quite packed, so if everyone could just help out, just please stand up, make some space, fill in the gaps. Jazakallah khair.
بسم الله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله، والله يسمع تحاوركما، إن الله سميع بصير. وقال: وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. Tonight's recitation, inshallah, will be completing the 28th juz. Two of the surahs we've already completed, but we didn't mention them, so we'll mention them today. The first surah is Surah Mujadila or Mujadala. Bilkasr or Bilfatr, either one. If it's Mujadila, it refers to Khawla bint Tha'laba, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the woman who presented a case in front of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or she argued her case rather to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jadal means to argue, to have a back and forth. Or mujadala, it refers to the case that was argued in front of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khawla bint Tha'laba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her husband did dhihar. We don't know what dhihar is. Nowadays you don't really get dhihar. In the olden Arab tribes, I mean even today, those Arabs that are purebred Arabs, they still do it till now. But otherwise you won't see it. Dhihar is basically where you compare a body part. See, in Sharia there are certain body parts which denote the entire body. So if you say, I will strike your back, for example, you tell someone, this is Arabic, right? Not English. In Arabic, if you say, I strike your back, it can refer to you meaning that you will hit the person. So the back denotes the entire person. You know how the head denotes the entire person? Similarly, a back. There are certain body parts like that. So in the Arabs, what they would do initially was, if they didn't want to divorce their wife, they would say, you are like the back of my mother. Something like that. So she would neither be divorced, nor would she be married. She would just be hanging between the two. So it's a very messy situation. In the initial part of Sharia, there was no ruling, explicit ruling with regards to this. So Amr ibn Qais, her husband, Amr ibn Qais, he told her one day that your back is like the back of my mother. He gave her dhihar. But he did not intend it like that. He said it as a mistake. But you all know, if you go, wal-iyadu billah, Allah forbid, really, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. If someone accidentally tells their wife, I have divorced you, what happens? Khalas, bhai. There's no accident, there's no joking, there's nothing. Finish. That bullet has left. There's no taking the bullet back. You can't put a bullet to some gun to someone's head, pull the trigger and say, you know what, it was an accident, I was joking. It's too late for that. So similarly here. So she went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there was a back and forth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam initially told her that, look, the hukam is the hukam. Meaning, you people believed in this, so it has to carry on like this. She said, no, it can't be. I love my husband loves me, I can't accept this. Please, ask Allah. And she kept saying, ask Allah. Eventually, Aisha radiallahu anha told her, you know what, stop your jadal. That's how the mujadala comes about from. That stop your insistence. Wait. Wahi was coming down in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wahi came down. This woman argued to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who responds on her behalf? Allah ta'ala responds on her behalf. That is why she is known as that. An incident that takes place. This takes place a few years down the line. Umar radiallahu anhu is the Khalifa. He is going with Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu. While he is traveling, the two of them are walking. An elderly woman, she calls him, Eeh ya Umar. Eeh ya Umar is, oh you, come here. That's literally, Eeh ya Umar. Oh you, come here. This is Amirul Mu'mineen. Shaitan is running one side and this old lady say, come here you. You know, so Umar radiallahu anhu stopped everything, goes by her. She tells him, and loudly, Abu Ubaidah can hear everything. لقد كنت تسمى عميرا تسارع الفتيان في أسواق عكاظ. Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, remember there was a time when you were known as Little Umar. Umair literally means small boy. You are a small little boy and you are running around causing mischief in the marketplace. Don't forget that. ثم ما لبس أن سميت عمر. Then a time passed, you are now known as Umar. ثم ما لبس أن سميت أميرا للمؤمنين. Then more time passed. إن الله You know, as I was coming in, and I remember those uncles always shouting, that uncle is gone for traveling, doesn't mean the traffic laws have changed, right? So, as I was driving in, and I could just see cars. And one car pulled up right in the corner. I'm thinking to myself, you know, this banda, I don't want to say anything, because when people do that, they don't look who they're speaking to. They just start yapping away, swearing anything. Jum'ah, not Jum'ah, 27th night, 25th night, so I didn't say anything. There are five cars. The first one is I'm a bit colorblind, right? I'm not, but I can't tell colors very good. So I'm guessing it's a blue BMW, X5, it's not an X5, the number plate. X5580X, that's the first one. The second one is a silver, it looks like a Saab 93, LD05WLC. The third is a Vauxhall Corsa DE15KGY. The fourth one, I think, right? L99TMA, another BMW. You know, BMW drivers are known to be bad with the sick. Please, brothers, if these cars are yours, please go and move them. You are causing problems for the Muslim community, not just yourselves, for the Muslim community in this area. Allah Ta'ala reward you. There is nothing embarrassing. Forgive me if you feel embarrassed by what I have said. I'm just making a joke to lighten the moment. But please go move them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. ثُمَّ مَا لَبِسْتَ أَنْ سُمِّيتَ أَمِيرًا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Very little time passed and then you now became Amir of the believers. You became the Khalifa. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا يَا عُمَرْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us. You will be questioned with regards to us. Umar radiallahu anhu began crying. See, Umar radiallahu anhu was a person. It is said about him when he passed away, he had two lines here. He had two lines here. Why? Due to the excessive amount of crying. Imagine Amir al-Mu'mineen. 20 injunctions in the Qur'an. 20 injunctions in the Qur'an came because Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should do it like this. 20 injunctions came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon what Umar radiallahu anhu said. More than anyone else. But Umar radiallahu anhu, he would pick a blade of grass and he would say, if only I was this blade of grass that would be cut away and my life would come to an end. This is Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. Brothers, you know, I know I'm not so interesting, I am a bit boring, and I know I shout. You don't need to have a competition with me to shout louder than me. If I can hear you all the way here, it means you're talking very loud. Please, for Allah's sake, you know, this is becoming ridiculous. 27th night, you know what, let's see the tafsir for that. I'm going to speak about this, right? This is for the sisters as well. Imam Sahib, forgive me, right? You are coming to the house of Allah to earn the closeness of Allah. You know, the Jamaat brothers, they go throughout the entire year, they go knocking on everyone's door. And what they tell them, you know, come to the house of Allah, the tranquility, all of that. You read salah, mashallah. Come read salah in the house of Allah, tranquility. What tranquility is there? After 8 rakats, it's like a zoo in the back. Literally, it's like kindergarten children. You know, in school, remember, the boys, and I won't say boys, right? The people who went to school in this country, do you remember we used to play a game called thumbs up, heads down? Anyone remembers that? Heads down, thumbs up? It was to teach you and I how to be quiet. Unfortunately, it's clearly some of us did not go to do that. Or we couldn't stay quiet then. The Quran is being recited. You know, we said this ayah 3 weeks ago. And it comes in tonight's recitation. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ. When the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Not سَمِعَ. سَمِعَ سِين مِيم عَيْن means to listen. إِسْتِمَاعَ means to listen attentively. To pay attention. You cannot pay attention to someone or something when your mind is somewhere else. You cannot be talking, you cannot be whispering, you cannot be doing like this and then paying attention at the same time. Really, the minute the Imam is saying Allahu Akbar for the 9th rakat, the fact that there is sound going on, it's disrespect to Allah. It's disrespect to the Quran. You are showing complete disregard to the Kalam of Allah. Do we not have any fear? These are big nights. These are big nights. You and I, maybe we're not doing anything. There are people in the crowd that are making dua for their sick parents. There are people in the crowd making dua for their sick children. I ask you, they are trying to gain closeness to Allah. And you are yapping away over there. If they cannot gain that concentration, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what will happen if it was me. Oh Allah, tell this person to shut up. Really, I ask you, if you are making dua for something which you really need, and there is someone talking here, will you not make bad dua for that person? Whether willingly or unwillingly, will not come out from your heart. It's inevitable that it comes out from your heart. You are coming here on big nights. instead of earning the mercy of Allah, we are earning the wrath of Allah. What is this? And you know, I always shout to the brothers, right? Forgive me. Really forgive me. I ask in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. I don't intend to shout. I really don't. I don't come here to shout at people. I really don't. Although I have a very loud voice, I don't come to shout. Just take everything I say. Take the good. If it's anything bad, come tell me after salah that, you know what, we don't agree with you on this. Please change it. I'll accept it. Really, well and truly, I'll accept it. And we've spoken a lot about the rights of sisters. Really, we've spoken a lot about them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them abundantly. I'm a bit hard of hearing. Well and truly. This is no joke, nothing. That's why sometimes when the hufadh are correcting me behind me, I don't hear them sometimes. I'm a bit hard of hearing. On top of me being a bit hard of hearing, I wear a beanie, which means my ears are covered. But imagine with my beanie on, with me being hard of hearing, approximately, what, 250, 300 brothers here, I can still hear the women talking in the back. The hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, on the authority of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. لو رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحدث النساء لمنعهن المسجد كما منعت نساء بني إسرائيل. If Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام were to see what the women, and these are the women of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what they were doing after the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away, he would have forbade them from entering the house of Allah. If this is not what's happening, really sisters, what is going on? Why are you talking so much that you can hear it all the way in the first saf? People are here reading salah, people are reading Quran, people are making dua, and the only thing we can hear is talking. You know, Ajib, you're talking about talking, people are still talking. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un, you know? Akal ki mar hoti hai baz martaba. Allahu Akbar, really. I don't know what to say. You know, you come to a certain point in time where you think, you know, just Kopri Sharif mein kya karna? You're speaking about talking and people are still talking. Ajib. Ajib, really, ajib. Allah have mercy. Really, Allah have mercy on this ummah. It makes you understand how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst the people and still they refused to accept. So me and you, we nothing. If we're speaking about this, right, it's 27th night. It's not there. I don't know, I'm just saying. It's not. But the majority of the Sahaba, the Muhaddithin and the Mufassireen, they say the most likely night, it can most likely, as a matter of certain Sahaba will take qasams on the fact that it is Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. If on these nights, we can't, you know, we can't take any heed, well and truly put, as we, I don't know what to say.